Ευχαριστώ, Δημήτρη. Thank you, everybody. I would also like to acknowledge that we are living on stolen lands. My speech is going to be in English. Δεν έχω οξυγόνο. I don't have oxygen. These were the final words of 21-year-old Francesca Beza as she spoke with emergency services on the night of February the 28th, 2023. Francesca had survived the initial impact of the train collision, but died from the toxic fumes caused by the massive explosion of hydrocarbon chemicals illegally carried on that freight train. Of the 57 victims, 30 died either from the fire or from asphyxiation. Many of the victims were young students aged between 15 and 25 years. For 2 years, their parents have endeavored to seek justice for their children, our children. As their demands for transparency, accountability, and justice have stirred all of Greece, and their allies around the world continue to grow, there has been a concerted effort by the Greek government and sections of the media to vilify them. Corporate media has tried to downplay their demands, spreading the false narrative that this was just an accident. We have seen journalists who cynically accuse these parents that their fight for justice is just a ploy to bring down the government. These parents who want justice for their children, our children. I was asked here today to speak as a parent. My two oldest children are the ages of many of the victims. As my daughter begins her first year of university next week, all I can think of are the young university students on that train whose future was brought to a needless, tragic end by the inactions and the negligence of the Greek state. Dolophoni! I can think of nothing more anguishing than hearing the dying breaths of my child being murdered and being powerless to stop it. And nothing more maddening than being silenced and vilified by those very same murderers while they pretend to care. But you don't have to be a parent to understand that what happened was a grave injustice. You don't have to be a parent to speak out against this and other injustices around the world and closer to home. Leaders everywhere will have you believe that the injustices that happen are as a result of individuals and not state power. In this case, while 43 state officials have been implicated, not one has been held to account. Instead, only individual railway workers have been charged, conveniently ignoring the broader network of corruption. For years, the Railway Workers Union warned that disaster would be inevitable if successive governments continued the path of negligence. Unions urged the government to address staffing shortages, to upgrade rail networks, but not even constant derailments made a difference when there was profit to be made by the privatisation of a public service. Instead of addressing these issues, the government was busy passing legislation making industrial action unlawful.
Shame.
So it was not simply a question of human error. The mass murder at Tempe was the result of a corrupt system which has eaten away at society like a cancer. A system, like Dimitri said, where there is never enough for public housing, never enough for public education, never enough for transport, for hospitals, never enough for the people, but always enough for the ruling class. Whether injustices happen to Greek citizens or others who face oppression around the world, we must stand united against it. Greece has a long history of people-led resistance against successive governments loyal to the ruling class. But the leaders in our communities and our governments will have you believe that some injustices, some human rights are not worth standing up for because they have nothing to do with us. Whether it is the ethnic cleansing and slaughter of peoples around the world, the criminalization of indigenous communities, the attacks on asylum seekers and immigrants, the murder of children at our borders, people dying of preventable man-made disasters, we see the disregard for human life all around us, both Greek and non-Greek. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. What we allow to happen to other people when we remain silent will eventually land on our doorstep. Only when we stand in solidarity like we do here today will we eventually have a chance to challenge power and enforce systemic justice and change. Today, in a matter of hours, Greece will stand still, not just to honour the victims of this crime, but to pave the road to justice and ensure that this crime, which has landed on the doorstep of ordinary Greek citizens, never happens again. Greeks are rising up to say enough and hold its government to account, and we should follow their lead. And as their voices grow louder, so do the attacks. Only yesterday, Mitsotakis, the Greek Prime Minister, warned those who will be taking to the streets not to exploit the pain of the victims for their own political objectives. These are his words. He said, "We have a duty to prevent any questioning of our internal stability. The mere act of questioning is seen as a threat because they're scared. They're scared of their own citizens, scared that their lies are finally being exposed. We know now that pro-government Greek media stitched together conversations between the train driver and the station master from the night of the accident to create the impression that the accident was due entirely to human error. We know now that there was tampering at the scene of the accident, evidence missing or moved, including wagons, soil, and bones of the dead into the fields nearby. Debris and soil was heaped on the crash site, preventing experts from properly investigating the scene. We know now that 649,000 audio and video files from the first 2 days were seized and handed over to the investigated judge, but they were not included in the original case file. For 2 years, the judge refused to acknowledge this evidence, covering it up instead. We know now that authorities did not perform toxicological historical tests to determine whether the death was caused by toxic gases, fire, or collision. We know now that 40 days after the tragedy, the interrogator demanded the destruction of the blood samples of the 57 victims of the tragedy, when usually blood samples are held on to for 7 to 8 months. We know now, not because the justice system is working, it is not. We know now because people stand united because of the immense effort of the families and the support of independent experts, because they are exposing the scale of the cover-up and the deceit by the government. The Greek government that is desecrating the very foundations of democracy, which it falsely claims to uphold. The irony of democracy being destroyed in the place that it was born. But we will not let them. Δεν έχω οξυγόνο. This is the rallying cry of the thousands of Greeks today whose oxygen is being cut off by those in power with their denials, corruption, lies, and threats of the government. But for Francesca's sake and for all of the other victims of this crime, we lend our voices to resuscitate the calls for justice. To our Greek brothers and sisters, and to all of those who fight for justice everywhere, we stand with you. We are with you. Hear us when we scream, Μέχρι τέλος! Όλοι μαζί, Μέχρι τέλος! Μέχρι τέλος! Until the end, until justice is served. Thank you.
Bravo, Rita! Bravo, Rita!